But first today, the Coalition's launched its broadband policy this morning, and it's vastly different from the one it took to the 2010 election. It's promising a cheaper network than the government, built faster than the government's scheme, but the speeds offered will be slower. The opposition says its network will cost $30 billion all up and will be built 2 years ahead of the government's NBN. Joining us now with more is our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane. Sabra, Malcolm Turnbull spent a lot of time bagging the government's national broadband network policy. Did he set out the full detail of the coalition's alternative?
He's still unveiling the full detail of it right now, and the coalition has also released three policy documents at the same time. So I've been busy leafing through all the details of the policy. What I've been able to glean so far, the coalition is promising a national broadband network with speeds of at least 25 megabits per second by the end of 2016. What the government is proposing is that its national broadband network will deliver speeds of 100 megabits per second, but it's the rollout delivery of the entire NBN will continue for the next 10 years. The coalition is saying that it will have its network completed and done by 2019, and that it will be a lot cheaper than what the government is proposing. As alluded to in the introduction, the coalition's policy at the last election, it promised a broadband policy of about $5 billion worth. The capital cost now, all up, is a $30 billion network. Malcolm Turnbull, the communications spokesman, says that it's a lot cheaper because they'll be only rolling out fibre to what they're calling nodes, cabinets in streets of existing houses. It will still roll out fibre to new houses, but in premises that are already built and existing, they're going to roll out the fibre to these networks and then rely on the copper network to carry the broadband into those homes. So let's hear now how Malcolm Turnbull described the cheaper costs.
But for the bulk of Australia's built-up areas, residential suburbs in other words, we'll be taking fibre out into the field, but not all the way into the customer's premise. And that saves about three quarters at least of the cost. And the reason it saves so much money is because the cost of this network is not in the electronics or in the fibres or in the cables. It's in labour. It's very labour intensive, digging holes and trenches and getting guys into cherry pickers and digging, you know, drilling holes in walls and all that sort of thing. So it's the civil works that rake up the cost here. So this is a much smarter approach. Now, what this will deliver is speeds that are more than capable of delivering all of the services and applications households need.
And that's Malcolm Turnbull, the Coalition's communications spokesman there, Sabra, telling us about the Coalition's new broadband policy. He says it's a lot cheaper than Labor's at $30 billion. It's not significantly cheaper, though. And what did the Coalition say about what it'll do about the Telstra deal that has already been signed off on by the current government?
The coalition is still detailing these things, and of course it said that it's not privy to all the contracts that have been done between the government, Telstra and Optus at the moment. Certainly Tony Abbott, remember famously from the 2010 campaign, admitted that he wasn't a tech head on all these issues. Well, it seems he's done a bit of brushing up on his homework here. He detailed the speeds of the network that would be available under the coalition, admitting that it will be slower than what the government's offering here. But let's listen now to Tony Abbott explain what Australians can expect, how fast the broadband will be to their homes.
Under the coalition, by 2016, that's to say at the end of the first term of an incoming coalition government, there will be minimum download speeds of 25 megabits and up to 100. So we will deliver a minimum of 25 megabits, five times average download speeds by the end of our first term. By the end of our second term, should we get one, by 2019, the vast majority of households will get access to 50 megabits or 10 times current speeds. We will be able to do this because we will build fibre to the node, and that cost and that eliminates two-thirds of the cost.
That's the coalition leader there, Tony Abbott. Sabra, it was interesting that Tony Abbott was also at this press conference. What do you make of the politics of that?
Well, he certainly made a big deal of this, that this was the Coalition's first major policy announcement for the election year. And he said it was a policy that he was very proud of. And he said that they'd done a lot of work on putting together this policy. He also talked about the fact that the Coalition, if they win government, will commission three inquiries into the broadband policy network, that it will have a commercial review done within 60 days of coming to government of how quickly the NBN can be rolled out to meet the Coalition's objectives here. There will also be an audit of Labor's NBN and how he says it got into, quote, this current mess. And also there'll be a third audit done of the telecommunications needs of the country going into the future, including a cost-benefit analysis of the Coalition's policy. That's a pointed reference here because the government has point-blank refused to do a cost-benefit analysis of its own policy here. So, politics is entering at this at every particular level. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, preempted all of this morning by going out and speaking early about the elements that had been out in the media this morning. Specifically, he wanted to emphasise the fact that the Coalition will be relying on the copper network, something that the government is trying to retire from its broadband plan. This is how Stephen Conroy chose to attack the Coalition's policy.
If you want a policy difference between the two parties, Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull are going to disconnect 9 million people from Labor's NBN. They're going to leave the copper. I can't find a dumber piece of public policy than buying the copper of Telstra. I mean, come on down. Alan Bond. Kerry Packer would be laughing all the way to the bank. The copper network in the ground is ageing and decaying and cannot deliver the speeds that Malcolm Turnbull keeps claiming. If your copper in the ground is degraded because it's been raining and there's water, the speeds he's going to claim today are defying the laws of physics.
And that's the Communications Minister Stephen Conroy speaking ahead of the Coalition's policy launch, and our Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane there bringing us the latest from Canberra.